But right now, it is a pleasure to welcome to the program former All-Star and definitely an All-Star on the television during the Angels broadcasts with FS West. Mark Gubiza is back with us here on AM 830. Mark, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Big Z?
We're ready, man. Hey, you know, pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. Today, the first workout.
I'll tell you, it's the best day ever, especially when you get there. You drive your car into your spring training site, and you walk out there. You get to see the mowers going around, the smell of the grass being cut, just the sounds and the little dew that it's on the grass and the dirt still a little bit there because it's early in the morning. It's absolutely the best feeling in the world.
Now, take it to I mean, what's it like? I mean, obviously, when you're at the end of the season and it's a long season and there comes a point in time when you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? But then I would imagine, though, after you get some time off during the off season, you look forward to getting back at it, right?
Well, you do, mainly because you get to see your friends again,
yeah.
Your teammates. I mean, you're around these guys so often that, you know, that they almost are like a part of your family. So you get to see those guys and, you know, just catch up what they did during the wintertime. And, you know, like I said, you look forward to the season. Every team at this particular point feels they have a great chance of winning. Even the teams like Pittsburgh, even though more than likely they're still a ways away from being competitive, you know, my old team, the Royals, all these teams, when you go down there, particularly that first day, everything feels new, everything feels fresh, and you just feel that, hey, you're going to be that team that knocks off the Yankees this year.
Yeah, and you get that opportunity to play. You know, from a pitching standpoint, from a pitcher's standpoint, I should say, Gooby, what's this first few days or so like before the position players report? What's it like? What are you working on? What's your mindset like?
I think basically it varies a little bit. I think if you're a veteran pitcher, you're going down there, you're going to pace yourself. You're going to work on some pitches. Maybe during the offseason, during your winter workouts, you decided, like, let me try a split-finger fastball or a different type of grip for my changeup, you know, maybe a two-seam sinking fastball, things like that. But the young kids, that's the thing, it's always the most intriguing thing about spring. These guys come down and have first bullpen they're throwing 95 miles an hour. They're letting it all go, trying to impress the manager, trying to impress the pitching coaches, you know, to see what kind of reaction you get from when the catchers catch those pitches on the corner, and all of a sudden you feel pretty good about yourself. So it all really depends. But I think the key is always to realize spring training is a long time. You don't want to do too much. You don't want to, you know, throw exceptionally hard that first time if you can try to keep yourself under control, because you don't want to miss any days in spring because it's an opportunity to possibly miss making a club.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, speaking of the club, Mark, since we had you on last, the Angels have filled out their pitching staff. And I know, you know, Mike Socha, Mike Butcher were really high on the staff at the end of last year, but Joel Pinero comes in, Fernando Rodney, Scott Shields will be back. Hopefully he'll be 100% when the season starts. But, man, top to bottom, I like this staff.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, everyone's there's always concerns around whether you're an Angel fan or just baseball fans in general. The perception is you don't have that number one guy now that John Lackey signed on with the Boston Red Sox. But for me, with the improvements that, you know, Jared Weaver made during the course of the season last year, and of course, Urban Santana's always had number one type stuff. Scott Kazmir led the American League in strikeouts just a couple years ago. You know, you got, you know, so many guys. Joe Saunders, that has tremendous stuff, and he's a left-hander, very competitive, yet very calm on the mound. So, and of course, Joel Pinero, who is a ground ball machine. So, if they play solid defense, which I anticipate him doing, that he should have a solid season. But the thing I've told so many people that I think their strongest point in this entire team is going to be their bullpen. Obviously, the health and the endurance of Scott Shields is important for him, but you mentioned Rodney. Fuentes should be solid once again. Kevin Jepsen's a guy that, once he fits into the role, has a chance of being that dominant type of closer in the mold of an Eric Gagne when he was with the Dodgers at that particular point. He's got that kind of stuff. But, you know, obviously he's not quite ready for there. Fuentes still deserves that opportunity to be the closer. He led the American League in saves. So they're deep throughout there. And you got Jason Bulger down here, who's got an exceptional arm. So many good arms. That allows Mike Socha to shorten up the game. You know, if he gets 18 to 21 outs out of his starters, he's going to be comfortable going down to the bullpen to get that last 6 to 9 outs.
Yeah, and, you know, back to your first point, Mark, the ace or no ace topic, really, I think aside from, you know, who's going to bat leadoff and what about Brandon Wood, that's still, it's been the number one topic. And obviously you pitched, you were an all-star, so you can speak to it differently than I can. But I keep saying, hey, you know, look at CC Sabathia. This was a guy that, until last season, really did not do well in the playoffs, did not do well in the postseason, despite being dominant at times during the regular season. So, you know, all I'm saying is all five of these guys, I like their heart. I like what they bring to the table. And, you know, give them a chance. And let's see how it plays out. And let's see what they do come October when they get the chance.
Yeah, I think, again, the big phrase should be growth potential for this starting rotation, because these are guys that are still young. I mean, there's not many guys that come into the big leagues right away like a, you know, Dwight Gooden or Brett Saberhagen right away. Their first year or second year, all of a sudden they're Cy Young candidates or Roger Clemens. You know, most young pitchers have to grow into their position and then become that number one, number two type guy. I mean, there is potential there for those guys. So, Jerry Weaver, would he be able to stack up against a Josh Beckett or a CC Sabathia or any other pitcher come playoff time or World Series time? Certainly has that chance if he keeps growing and figuring out how to get some easy outs in the early part of the game to be able to preserve that fastball and that great changeup and curveball combination he has for later in the game.
And last starting rotation question for you, Gooby, about two guys. First of all, Scott Kazmir. Apparently he spent a ton of time in the offseason kind of working on his grip to help with his slider. Can you talk about, you know, how difficult that might be? And then Joel Pinheiro, the newly signed Pinheiro, what that transition might be like for him coming back now as a more of a sinker ball pitcher back to the American League, where he did spend six seasons with the Mariners.
Well, I think, I remember when he came up with Seattle, I always thought this guy had some of the best stuff in baseball. But a lot of times, like I said, you have to figure things out. And Dave Duncan certainly helped him over there in St. Louis as far as pitching to contact, working down. You mentioned Scott Kazmir. I mean, his second best pitch last year was his changeup. Now, it wasn't that long ago he was identified as one of the best sliders in all of baseball. Does he get that back? Maybe at least have that ability when you need a strikeout in certain situations, have it in your arsenal. And then you could be that kind of pitcher once again. But the reality is it doesn't matter how you get a batter out as long as you get him out. And the best chance to be able to pile up those W's is being in the game late. You can't win consistently being around five or six innings. You got to be a 7-8 inning guy if you're going to be, you know, a dominant 18 to 20 game pitcher and a winner. And that's what I think they have to have as far as these guys thinking in lines of just getting out. That's all that really matters. I know it looks good to get a strikeout, but it's also, you know, it taxes your arm. You want to have a chance of being late in the game, and that's the best chance to win.
And back to the bullpen, Mark, Brian Fuentes came out today and said, hey, you know what, last year I kind of went in a different direction. I hired a personal trainer, kind of went with a different routine and never really felt like I was pitching at my best. This year he says he's gone back to what he's used to, his normal routine, maybe not working out quite as hard. How important is that from a pitcher to kind of know and go with what you go with?
It's all about experimenting. You got to figure out what's their best routine. I was a guy, Big Z, that was, you know, this horrible in the beginning part of the season. April was my worst month. So some winters I would try to throw extra, and then some other winters I figured, well, let me try to throw less. Let me lift more, lift less, just to try to find what would be the best formula going into spring training, just to change those bad Aprils around. And I never really had a great April, but I figured it out. I said, you know what, I'm just going to do what I normally do, just have my routine down. I would go down to spring training, and at that point it was in Florida, you know, either in Fort Myers or Orlando with the Royals, and then eventually out in Tempe with the Angels. But I just said, hey, listen, I'm just going to throw strikes. I'm going to work on some off-speed pitches, just work on getting ahead. That's how you become successful. And I know it's always routines you do during the wintertime. You know, you hear all these different, you know, guys hiring trainers, strength coaches. But the bottom line is you want to be in position to be able to throw the best you can be. And eventually you'll figure that one out, whether you're a young pitcher or an old pitcher.
All right. And, hey, Gooby, last thing, just looking at the team as a whole, like you said, you mentioned the growth potential. I know there's a lot of vets on the team, but I'm just really looking forward to seeing what this team's like. I mean, some of the leaders are gone, but there's an opportunity for new leaders to emerge. I'm just looking forward to seeing how this team kind of comes together and what they're like.
Well, we also got to remember John Lackey has been their leader for, you know, basically it almost seems like it's 0-2 when he came in there, won Game 7 to help them win that World Series. But the reality is he wasn't around in the, you know, April last year and the year before, so the younger guys had that opportunity to be leaders of the staff. And you know, I think it's going to be beneficial to them. But, you know, Mike Socha is such a good manager as far as, and Mike Butcher does a great job talking with his pitching staff too, is that, hey, listen, you just go, there's only so much you can do with that. Once every 5 days, just go out there and perform the best you can, make sure you're prepared both physically and mentally, and whatever happens at that point, you've done your job, because you can't control a lot of stuff once it's released from your hand, that baseball. Guy's got to catch it, guy's got to score runs for you, and guy's got to protect your lead. So, I mean, if you let the little things bother you, then you won't be as successful. But I think these guys have all figured that out, and they're all very competitive. I mean, that's the thing I love about them the most, to have that drive and that look in their eyes that they want to win every single time out.
All right, well, pitchers and catchers have started working out, the first workout today. Position players will report next week. Hey, Gooby, on a personal note, just wanted to let you know, probably at least two or three times a day, we've been taking calls from Angel fans asking about Rory and what's going to happen and who's going to step in. I know we're all kind of waiting to see how that happens, but just wanted you to know that, you know, we still think about him. We talk about him. I personally, not a day goes by when I don't think about him, and, you know, hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, you know, Biggs, there's not a second goes by when I don't think about him. And so many times I want to just give him a buzz, or even call his cell phone number just to hear his voice on his answering machine there. But the reality is, Rory was, we were blessed to know him, and Angel fans were blessed to hear that final call, that last out when the ball went into Darren Erstedt's hand, and we're all blessed to say we were friends with him. And so it's extremely hard. I would love to be able to tell you that I have an idea who I'm going to be working with this year, but I still have no idea at all whatsoever. So I'm sure at some point we'll find out, but nobody will be like Rory. Rory's just a one-of-a-kind guy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, Gooby, always great to talk to you. I hope your family's well, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Arizona real soon, my man.
Sounds cool, Biggs. You have a good one, man.
Okay, you too. Be well.
Thanks.
Gooby, Mark Gubiza, breaking down the first day of pitchers and catchers for the Angels in Tempe. Very cool.